Okay, we go five short parshas kedoshim, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Sfiras HaOmer ideas. Our learning shpili teshet beidal, learning shpili nishmas Rav Avram Abba ben Rav Moshe Chaim. My father-in-law passed away just a short month ago. Rav Avram Rav Chaim, my grandfather's yotzer was last week. Esther Tehilabas Rav Gevil Pinchas and for Pesaris Toivas and Eretz Yisrael Mamish for Achayelim. Chayelot Chativ Chativot Tehasus Beis Hashem Yisbarach. The first idea comes to us from the Dibri Cheskel, the Shin of a Rav. You speak to Klai, so tell them to be holy. Rashi says to be holy, to make sure to be careful with certain relationships. And the Ramban tells us, Novar Brishas Ator, to be careful in the things that are mutter. But says the Divrei Cheskel, I believe, I didn't see this inside, but I saw it quoted in a Sefer, so quoted. At the end of the day, it should say, grammatically, it should say, Kedoshim Heyu. It would mean, command them to be, you should be holy. What is Kedoshim Tehiyu? You will be holy. What's going on if you will be holy? Says the Rambam, Hilchas Tshuva, Halacha Zayin. At the end of the day, the Torah tells us that when at the end of Golas, and we see this now going on in Eretz Yisrael, that every Jew is going to do tshuva. Every Jew can run, but you can't hide from your Yiddishkeit. Everyone is running to the tefillin. Everyone's running for Sittas. Everyone's running for Shabbos. Why? It's a promise in the Rabbonu Shom. Kedoshim Tiyu. You will be holy. And there are merit the coming of Mashiach. When you see people, mamish, who are so anti-religion, see on Yom Kippur what happened in Eretz Yisrael, and the same people are mamish running after Yiddishkeit now. It's implanted within each and every one of our souls. And this is what Rav Kook saw in the old yeshuv. And all of the Haredim were pushing away. We're pushing away the not yet firm religious Jews. Rav Kook saw that neshama. Rav Kook saw to befriend them, to love them, to care for them. At the end of the day, to see their good within every single Yid. Like Rabbi Nachman says in Reish Pei Beis, to see the good within every single Yid. And how do you see the good within every Yid? When you're looking for the good within yourself. Then you're able to see the good within every single other people. Kedoshim Tiyu, every Jew will be holy. Not now, but they will be. And those who aren't, but they will be, as Hashem in the future, and they will merit the coming of Mashiach. Amen. The Amen. Second idea comes to the Ksav Sofer. Ish, on Yutes Gimel, Ish Imo Be'aviv Tirao. Pasuk says, by when it comes to fearing your parents, a man shall fear his mother and his father Tirao. Rashi says, why did it say the mother here? And by Kibbut Avitz, Kabez Avicha Ve'asimacho. Look at Rashi, beautiful. But says the Ksav Sofer, a very simple question. It says Ish. I think we've said this in the before, but we'll say it again. It's very important. Ish usually refers to someone who's over Bar Mitzvah. Why is the Torah telling us here, Ish? What's the Torah trying to teach us? Says the Ksav Sofer, the son of the Chasam Sofer, the Torah is teaching us. The Chiyuv to fear our parents, the Chiyuv to honor our parents. It's not just talking about when we're dependent on them, when we're living in their house, when it's convenient for us. Even when you are adults, even you have your own household and you have your own children and your own grandchildren, to still remember your chiyuv, your chiyuv of yira and kavod to them. Even in this world, even in the next world, we know that there's no shortage. That doesn't stop when a person passes away. The kavod and the yira continues. But specifically, even when they're alive, ish, when you have your own house, you make sure that you have that mitzvah in your hand. And I think it's just in HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaching us common decency, HaKadosh HaToiv. There's a sefer there, Rabbi Yudin Shlita, Rabbi Yudin of Fairlawn. He likes to quote a sefer called Talmud Beyado. Talmud Beyado says a beautiful Torah. In Parshas Baloischa, it says by the sin of Miriam that by Yitzhak Moshe Hashem kel narufan Allah. Moshe davens for Miriam's refuah, and says the Talmud Beyoda, why does Moshe daven for Miriam, but he never davens for himself? We know famously in the Medrash in Parshas Shemos, and Paro had the baby, and the baby Moshe was there. And the magician said, this baby's going to give you big trouble. And they put a crown, and they put the fire, and instead, everyone knows he went for the crown, and Amal Kavir comes, and he touches the fire, and he touched his mouth. Why did he ever daven for himself? Says the Talmud Be'ilad, an incredible lesson, which I think very much connects to this Ksav Sofer. He says, you want to know why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu always wanted to have HaKadosh HaToiv literally on his lips. He wanted to remember the miracle, the salvation, the geula that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for him as a young baby. He never wanted that lisp to go away. HaKadosh HaToiv is forever. HaKadosh HaToiv, someone does something good for you, it's forever. That's what we say about the Haggadah. Chayiv Adam Yerzatzkir Hilu Yatzim Mitzrayim. We're so indebted to the Rabbonu Shalom. The same way we're indebted to the Rabbonu Shalom, to be indebted to our parents. Even when a person moves out of their house and you're not dependent upon them. To remember to keep this lesson, incredible lesson, of Ish, to remember. And I remember watching Rav Weinberger at one of the weddings. I was watching him at his son, at his daughter's wedding. I was watching at Judah Klein and his Rebbetzin's wedding. To watch Rav Weinberger walk out his father, everything stopped. The dancing was going on, and then when it's time for his parents to go, he literally walked them out to their car until they were ready to go. It's something that I'll never forget. Unbelievable, unbelievable. Ma'isel kasav soifer tamid b'yodo. Idea number three. Pasuk says yutes tesvav. Losisa penedal. When a person judges, you should make sure that you're not going to raise up the poor. And well, that's what they're penegadol. But tzedek tzvitch shpat amisach. You should be straight, and you shouldn't try to honor the and try to, you know, mix things up. Someone's poor, someone's rich. Rashi says if they're poor, so I'm going to help them, and if they're rich, they're going to help me out. No. You have to make sure to be honest in everything you do. Says the sefer Duda and Basada Reuven. Meroniviza. I'm not sure who that is, but one of the rabbis will call him the Dudam Masadeh. Says the Dudam Masadeh, incredible lesson. Lo sisa, al tisgoe. Lo sisa, don't raise yourself up. Why? Ki be'esem eincha mamalis goes. You're going to be bal gaiva. Shre eincha eladal penei dal. You're just a poor person. Everything we have is from the Rabbonu Shalom. Lo sisa means don't lift yourself up. Why? Because penei dal. Who are we? We have nothing without the Rabbonu Shalom. Everything we have comes from the Rabbonu Shalom. The midah of anova. Moshe Kiba Torah Misinai. Says the Kiddush Levi, very appropriate for now, learning Pirkei Avos, getting ready for Mountain Torah like Ba'omer, Mountain Torah for the Shavuot for Shavuos. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes over all mountains, and mountain says this, I'm the biggest one, I'm the greatest one, Moshe Kiba Torah Misinai. It should say Moshe Kiba Torah Mi'Hashem. Because what if Har Sinai say to Hashem, Har Sinai says I'm the smallest? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Dafka you. The Gemara in Tani says, Dav Zayin. The Torah goes from a high place to a low place, from a mountain to top, from a bottom, to not to the top, to teach us that Torah has to lead us to another. If we learn Torah and it makes us more Bali Gaiva, we didn't learn Torah. You might have learned the subject, you might have learned some good nafkaminos, but if it didn't affect your humility, if it didn't affect your midos, it's not real Torah. Lo sisa penei dal. Everything we have to make sure we stay humble and hungry. And you know, we submit and surrender to the Rabbonu Shalom. Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai. Moshe understood the essence of Torah, the essence of what it's all about. It's all about Har Sinai, which is all about humility and anava. Incredible lesson from the Duda Masada, Kedushas Levi, Gemara Tainis, Adiyah number 4. Adiyah number 4 comes to us from the Malchus Shlomo to thank my dear friend Rav Ashi Blum. As you can find him on Twitter, he has his own WhatsApp. Unbelievable. He always has beautiful Torah. So the Malchus Shlomo, who's the Malchus Shlomo? The Malchus Shlomo is the Hornstein Rebbe. He was the Rav in Denver. Incredible, incredible svarim. Very hard to get, but Baruch Hashem, unbelievable. Yotes, Yotzayin, lo sisna, zachir, bavavcha, kochei, tochir, samisacho, lo sitom, lochei, lo sikib, lo sotor, zapen, emisach, v'hato, lech, chmoch, ani Hashem. Pasal, Yotes, 19, 18. You should take revenge, you shouldn't hold a grudge, and you should love your friend, you should love yourself. Says the Malchus Shlomo, two insights. You know, we usually have on thing, I try to give something on each, but he gives two interpretations on Vahav Telerecha Kamocha. He says, says the first one, an incredible, mamish, incredible thing. He says, you know, every single one of us, every single person views himself as being special and unique and different, and not just a regular person, another one of the, you know, another one of the minion. No, every single one of us wants to feel special and good and unique. Kach tzorech liros is chaveiro. Lahabit olav kiyochim if ne'atzmo v'lo rak kechelek ha'me'aklal. Every single Jew, you have to view as unique and special and different in their own way. The same way that you view yourself, you got to view every single person. The Malchus Shlomo was a psychologist. He was very in tune with the interpersonal, psychological, with the human being. But he gives another beautiful line. He says, Gemara Numa Pevav tells us that it's a causative. You should make, and the Gemara says, you should make sure that Ava is always, you should make others love Hashem as well. Beautiful. Says the Malchus Shlomo. The same way that you want everyone to love and respect you. It's a great feeling, said the Rebbe. The Torah is telling us that our job, is to make sure that the same way you want to feel loved and respected, you should make everyone feel loved and respected. The same way that you want to feel loved and respected by the whole nation, We have to make sure that everyone feels loved and respected as well. Incredible and psychological aspects brought down by the Rebbe, but it's emes. The same way you want to feel like unique and special. The same way, yeah, I want to be respected and loved. You have to spread that. And the Sas Emes tells us, first, who you have to love, you have to love yourself first, and then you can spread love to others. Because says the Sas Emes, hurt people hurt people. When someone doesn't feel good about themselves, then they're not going to want to be nice. But you feel good about yourself, then you can be good and nice and caring to others. Look at Rav Tzadok in Tikkas HaTzadok Kuf Nandal, Kishem Shetzorek Lamim Meshames Bal Kak Tzorek Akram Alamin Ba'atzmo. The same way that a Jew has to believe in Hashem, you have to believe in ourselves. That Hashem wants an Esek, He wants a relationship, He wants a Kakel, He wants a life with us. Believe in ourselves. Marfika says, Moi Da'al Finecha Melechai V'Koyim Shecha Zorek Dibit Shvat V'Chem Arnal B'Muna Secha. Emuna Secha? Should say Emuna. Emuna. Emuna Asi. Emuna Secha, says Rav Pinkas. Hashem believes in us. We have to believe in ourselves. We want to spread the love. We have to love ourselves, then we can spread the love to others. Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach. Beautiful insights, two insights from the Rebbe, and I threw in a little bit from the Sas Emes and from Rav Pinkas, at the end number 5. Yutes Chav Gimel, beginning of Shlishi. The mitzvah of Arla, you come to Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to touch anything for 3 years. You can plant for 3 years, and then the fourth year, you can start thinking for something, but not for you. It's not for you. What's the extra words doing over here? It says the more of a shemesh. What's that doing over there? When a person plants, you're planting not just for yourself. Who are you planting for? You're planting for others. Here, Allah, you're planting, everything's giving to Hashem. But when a person plants their own tree, when a person makes their own business, you're not just planting it or making a business for yourself. You're able to feed others, care for others, and you want to be able to help others. And this is a mission on this week's Perkei Avos. And Perek Beis, Navodos Yisrael, Kudshet Shemaga brings down. It's the ninth Mishnah in our Perek. Hu Ay Omer, and he used to say, if you learn the Torah, don't keep it for yourself, because this is why you're created. Says the Kudshet Shemaga, Navodos Yisrael, what does that mean? When you learn Torah, don't keep it for yourself. Spread it. Inspire others. Help others grow. Care for others. Care for Hashem HaSavino. It's brought down by the Shlom and other Shlom HaKadoshim. That we just like we have to give Hashem HaSavino when it comes to physical objects for the Neshama too. Don't keep the Torah for yourself. And that's what the Pasuk says. Ki Adam La'amal Yulad. We are here to work. We are here in this world to work and to earn and to yearn. La'amal, says the Kudshet Shemaga, Lilmod Al Menas Lalami. We learn in order to teach. We don't just learn it for ourselves. If you're just learning for yourselves, Bagaiva! You learn in order to help, inspire, and connect other people. That's the whole point. That's what we learn from the mitzvah of Arla, more of the Shemesh. It comes to a tree. Eitz Kaimil Machzin Yibah. When a physical tree, when it comes to Parnassah, to help others. But also when it comes to Yiddishkeit, to spreading Torah and spreading Hashem. Beautiful insight from the more of the Shemesh and from the Kudshet Shemaga. Let's review these 5 ideas. You said from the Divrei Cheskel, the Shinever. Kiddushim Tiyu, Kiddushim Heyu. What does Kiddushim Tiyu? That every Yid, the Rambam says, in Hilchos Tshuva Zayin Hey, that every Jew is going to be holy, that even the Jews who are going to be, who Mamash protesting against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yom Kippur, every Jew will be holy, every Jew is running for Tefillin, running for Tzitzis. You can run, but you cannot. That's where Rav Kook didn't see on the outside, Shabbos, not this, or not Kash. He saw the Yid. He saw them in behind the music, behind the art. He saw the Neshama. That's what we have to do, Rabbi Nachman says in Kuf, in Reish Pei Beis, to look for the good, to look for the Neshama. Look for the Magen of Ram, the Kiddushim, the Pint of the Yid. What's Ish? Ish is a bar mitzvah man. What's going on here? Even when you're older, says the Ksav Sofer, and you have your own household, and you might not be hit on your parents, Ish, make sure you have, you'll understand that Kibbut Avayim and Yira Yiras for your parents does not stop once you leave the house. Save it Tamundu Beyodo. It's all about Akar Satoiv. Moshe Beno Davin for himself. He downs for Miriam. Why? Because he always wanted to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved me as a young child. Akar Satoiv is forever. Watching Rav Weinberger, walking his parents out at his daughter's wedding. Remember, as I think it was in the middle of the first dance, the music is going strong. He walked out his parents. Ma'amash Akar Satoiv, incredible. Ludon Basode. Lo Siso. Don't become a Bagaiva. Why? Because Panei Dal. Talking about being don't be a favorable judge for the poor people or for the rich. Lo Siso, don't become a Balgav, because Pnei Dal, who are you? We have everything they have. Come to my Kodesh Baruch Hu. Look at the Geras Ramban, all about the Anava. Kiddush Levi, Pirkei Avos, Kumashi Kibbut Torah Misinai. Moshe got the Torah from Hashem, not from Mar Sinai. No, Moshe got the Midah of Torah.
from Har Sinai, the Midah of Anava. When Hakadosh Baruch Hu went to all the mountains, and the mountain and Har Sinai said, "Why me? I'm the smallest." Hakadosh Baruch Hu said, "Dafka you." The Midah of Anava, Gemara Tainis, Dav Zayin, the Torah only goes to some people that are humble. Now Achos Shloimo, the Rebbe, and you have to Hakamoicha. Just that we view ourselves as unique and different and special and miuchad. We have to view every single one as a yachid, as unique and special. Now, Shoma, second idea. The same way that Vahavta is a lashon of goyrin, it's causative. That the Gemara in Yom HaPeivav tells us that we have to cause Ava to for others. And how do we do that? We view that at the same way that we want to be respected and loved, we have to spread that love and respect as well. And finally, the fifth and final idea from the Mor V'Shemesh, when you come to the land, come to the promised land, you're not going to touch for Arla. What's Kol Eitz Maichel? When you plant, don't just plant for yourself, says Mor V'Shemesh. Kol Eitz Maichel, Maichel, lashon of Maichel, of causative, you're going to help others. You're not just planting trees for yourself, but you're helping others as a Shem, with their pronouncement. This is what Kushat Tamach says, Kilo Kach Natsarta, and Perek Beis Misha Tess, and Perek Yovos. It says, when you learn Torah, it's not just for yourself. Ki adam la'amo yulad la'amo. We are here in the world to work. La'amo limod amenas lelamid. We are here in order to learn, but to teach, to spread, and to inspire and connect other yidden. As Hashem Yisbach, Hakadosh Baruch Hu should be zoicha to always look for that holy spark within every single yid, and know that every single yid will return to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. You can run, but you can't hide. To understand Hakaras HaTov is forever. Kibikibat Avim is forever in this world and in the next world. To understand as Hashem Yisbach the Midah Vanova, to grab it as we head and we move on in these holy days of Sfiras HaOmer after the Chachamaycha. To know just we love ourselves, we view ourselves as special. We have to spread and love and respect every single one as a miyuchad, as special. And if we want to be deeply respected and loved, we have to respect and deep, and we have to have the same love and cause others and to spread a Kadosh Baruch Hu whenever we can, whenever we learn. It's not just for ourselves to spread a Kadosh Baruch Hu throughout the world. As Hashem, b'saris tov u'shchech. Good chodesh.